Welcome to the module that's going to teach you about deepenings. Now, a deepening is just the intensification of the induction. You already know how to do inductions from the previous module. Deepenings are just a matter of taking that state and intensifying it. So you've relaxed yourself, and now you're going to deepen that relaxation. Keep in mind that all of this is leading up to the script. The script is where you're going to program yourself for wealth, to program yourself to attract wealth into your life, to program yourself for any particular money challenges you may be facing, because everyone is different. What you may be facing as a challenge financially is different from what I may be facing, and different from what somebody else who listens to this program may be facing. So you're going to have the power with a script to program yourself to overcome your specific obstacles. So that's what we're leading up to, the point at which you'll be able to deliver the script. But in order to do that, in order to do that effectively, in order to have you in a hypnotic state so that you will be able to deliver that script, you need to first do the deepening. The deepening is going to intensify the induction and relax you even more, making your mind even more suggestible. So that when you program yourself to have unlimited wealth, abundance, to use the law of attraction to get what you want, you will be able to do that more easily because your subconscious mind will be more open. So the induction should be about 10 minutes long. The deepening should be about 5 minutes long. The deepening is a continuation of the story of the induction. So I'm going to share with you several deepenings. And these deepenings are going to follow from the inductions that I've already shared with you. And again, don't worry, I'm going to give you all of them. You're going to have access to all of them so that you can read them and you can use them if you want. Or you can modify them. But in this module, I'm going to share them with you because it's important that you hear them. It's important that you hear how the story develops. And by hearing how it develops, you'll be able to get an idea of the flow of a deepening. So, rather than just saying, okay, now relax more deeply, I'm going to teach you a more scientific way to do it. I'm going to give you a template, if you will. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, I want you to understand that your continuation of the induction should still involve the senses, should still involve any senses that pertain to the deepening. So, what does a deepening look like? Well, let's say that we're dealing with the beach induction. Remember that from the previous module, the beach induction? If you have a beach induction in which you've created a scenario involving you walking along the beach, then your deepening should be a continuation of that scenario, but with something lowering. For example, a kite lowering in the sky or the sun lowering. Something is going down slowly. And as it does, there's a counting down going on. As the sun sets, you can count from 10 to 1. As a kite lowers in the sky, you can count from 10 to 1. And as that happens, you are also relaxing more deeply. So there are three things happening. There's downward motion, there's downward counting, and there's downward relaxation, the most important part. But they're all tied together. And you're going to see how they work together nicely when I share some deepenings with you. You should continue to use your hypnotic voice. Remember, Jack and Jill went up the hill. So a nice, smooth, even delivery, a nice monotone voice. Just keep that consistent throughout all the parts of the hypnosis session. And it's important during the deepening to use words such as deeper and down and relaxing, any words that imply relaxing or going deeper. And by the way, as you continue to learn about hypnosis, I want you to understand that when you make a hypnosis recording, it doesn't matter if you say I or you. In other words, in the induction and the deepening and the script and amnesia and transtermination, you can say I am doing this, I am doing that, I am relaxing, I am walking in the woods. You are relaxing more deeply. You are attracting unlimited wealth. I am becoming more powerful. I am attracting wealth to myself. Or you can say you. It doesn't matter. You're making a recording for yourself. And so whether you address yourself as I or you, it doesn't matter. Your subconscious mind doesn't care which one you use. Either way, it will respond positively. All right, so I'm going to share with you some deepenings. Since deepenings are relatively short compared to the induction, I'm going to be able to share them with you at a normal hypnotic pace, meaning I'm going to share them with you the way I would normally deliver them during a hypnotherapy session or while making a recording. Now, I say the deepening should be 5 minutes long. It should be 5 minutes long maximum. If you fall short of that, that's fine. Sometimes in the recordings I produce, I make them a little bit longer, but it's not necessary for you to make it more than 5 minutes long. Anything beyond that will relax you more, but it's not necessary because you will already be very relaxed. You've already listened to a 10-minute induction, so a 5-minute deepening or less will be fine. Now, do you remember the induction from the previous module, walking on the beach? This is the deepening that would accompany that. Now, this is not the only deepening that could possibly accompany it. This is a deepening that involves a kite lowering. You could also, as I've said, have a sunset where the sun is lowering or where it appears to be lowering. Or you could have any downward motion at all. For example, you could toss a pebble into the ocean and it could drift downward and you could slowly count from 10 to 1 as it drifted downward, down to settle on the ocean floor, for example. Any downward motion will be fine. A bird flying in the sky, gradually moving toward the ground as you count from 10 to 1. Remember, there are three things you're correlating. Downward motion, in this case, it's going to be the kite moving down in the sky. Downward counting, which is always from 10 to 1, and downward relaxation. And to incorporate downward relaxation, you continue to say words such as deeper, down, relaxed, etc. Okay, so here's the beach deepening that would accompany the beach induction. And I'm going to share it with you at a normal hypnotic pace and tone. Now, once again, as I said before the inductions, do not listen to this in a moving vehicle. If you're listening to this in a moving vehicle right now, stop and then continue listening later, because what I'm about to share with you is very hypnotic, and I want you to be able to stay on the road. Okay, here it is. Now, in your hammock, you look out to the beautiful water and sky. You notice a kite being flown far out into the sky. As I count down from 10 to 1, the kite will lower and you will relax more and more deeply with every number I count. All right now, 10. The kite moves slowly down. Just a little, and you feel yourself relax. 9, you're going deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. You see the kite lowering, and you are feeling very relaxed. 8, deeper still. 7, you are feeling more and more relaxed as you watch the kite lower. 6. You relax even more now. 5. The kite is now lower and you are very relaxed. 4. You relax even more deeply now. 3. Deeper still. You watch the kite go down, down, down. 2. You are very relaxed, and at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. All right now. 1. You are completely relaxed. Very comfortable. Good. We will now focus on your subconscious mind to make positive changes and to allow you to move forward with your life. Okay, now let's break that down. If you started to drift into hypnosis, come back up as we analyze the deepening. You see how relaxing it is? Deepenings are very relaxing, and they're supposed to be. So what have I done here? I've correlated three different things. We've got the kite going down, we've got the numbers going down, And we've got you relaxing more deeply. And I set that up right away because right away I said, you notice a kite being flown far out in the sky. And as I count down from 10 to 1, the kite lowers. So 10 to 1, that's one thing. The kite lowers, that's another thing. And you relax more deeply with every number I count. That's the third thing. They're all correlated. So they're all happening at the same time. They don't happen independently. They happen at the same time. So as that kite goes down, your subconscious mind knows that it needs to relax. And the numbers are going down also. Another indication of relaxation. They're all tied together. They happen together. Numbers go down, kite goes down, you relax more deeply. And then I simply start counting backwards from 10 to 1. I start counting down. Now, why is it 10 to 1 instead of 1 to 10? Well, 1 to 10, people associate with moving up. If you're going up an elevator, you're going from floor 1 to floor 10, you're moving up. It's the same way with the subconscious mind. Think of the subconscious mind like an elevator. And when you relax, you want it to go down. You want to go down into the basement of your mind, your subconscious mind, that part under the surface. You want to go down, not up. Up is for the end. We'll talk about up later. Up happens during transtermination. You count from 1 to 3 going up. But people associate relaxation with down. You lie down to take a nap. You get up in the morning after you're rested. You get up after your nap. You wake up. So down is associated with relaxation. Up is associated with waking up and coming to full awakening consciousness, or beta, as we call it. So always use downward counting to relax yourself and upward counting to bring yourself to full awakening consciousness. So all I've done is I've set up the three things being equal to each other, and then I started everything in motion. The kite started going down, the numbers started going down, and you started relaxing more. Now, there's an important part at the end, because I said, and at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. I said that between 2 and 1. That's what I like to do. When I get to the number 2, rather than just saying 1, you're completely relaxed, I like to preempt 1. I like to really pack a punch in 1. The way I do that is by saying just what I said. I'll say the number 2, and then I'll say at the count of the next number, meaning 1, at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. That sets you up for 1 being even more powerful. I've set it apart. I've been counting 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Then I say at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed. I've preempted it. I've told your subconscious mind that something is coming up that's even more powerful than anything I've said so far. And that is your command to relax completely. If you haven't relaxed completely, the next number is going to cause you to relax completely. And then I say the number 1. And now I'd like to share with you a deepening that can go with the driving induction. Remember the driving induction where you're driving a convertible, feeling the leather seats, driving along the PCH headed north. You've got the mountains on the right side, the water on the left side. So relaxing, so peaceful. And then at the end of the induction, you pull over off the road and you just relax. This picks up that story where it left off in the induction to intensify the state in the deepening. And here it is. I'm going to read it in a normal hypnotic tone. So again, if you are driving, make sure that you don't drive while you're listening to this. Make sure that either you pull over or, better yet, listen to it at a time when you're not even in a vehicle. Things said in a hypnotic way are very relaxing, especially a deepening. It's designed to be relaxing, so you should never listen to it in a moving vehicle. Okay, and here it is. As you relax in your convertible, you realize that the sun is over the horizon now. You look at all the bright colors in the sky. There are shades of red, orange, and yellow that you have never seen before. The idea of the sun setting relaxes you. And as I count down from 10 to 1, you are going to become more relaxed as you watch the sun go down on the horizon, so that by the time I reach the number 1, you will be completely relaxed, and the sun will have completely set. 10 The sun is setting. 9. You are relaxing and feeling so good. 8. Down, down, down goes the sun. 7. Deeper and deeper as you continue to go into a more and more relaxed state. 6. Feeling very relaxed. 5. The sun has almost set. 4. You are going deeper and deeper. 3. The sun has almost disappeared. Down, down, down. 2. And at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed, and the sun will have completely set behind the horizon. All right now, 1. You are completely relaxed, and the sun has completely set. You are feeling very calm and at ease. All that is left in the sky are brilliant shades of color as you continue to relax. Okay, so let's break this down just to make sure that you understand the dynamics, the interaction of the deepening. There's a lot going on in a very short period of time. Now, you can stretch out your deepening when you do it. In fact, you can add more color and more things to smell and so forth. What I want to teach you here are the basics of the deepening. I want to make sure you understand the mechanics of it. But feel free to fill it out a little bit. I don't suggest going beyond 5 minutes, but you can add sights and sounds and so forth. Just make everything relaxing. But let's talk about the anatomy of this. Okay, so I've set it up again. I've said that as you relax in your convertible, remember you pulled your convertible over on the side of the road off of the PCH in the induction. Now as you relax in your convertible, the sun is about to set. That's a very typical deepening, the sun setting. In fact, a beach induction is a very typical induction. Very common because people like the beach. The sun is a typical deepening because it's just easy. The sun sets and you relax. In fact, it implies relaxation because when the sun sets, it's nighttime. Nighttime implies relaxing, slowing down, going to sleep, the end of the day. So it's a very easy selection. It makes sense. So what have I done? I've said that the sun is going to set, and as it sets, I'm going to count down. I'm going to count down as the sun goes down, and as that happens, you are going to relax. You are going down. Sun goes down, numbers go down, you go down. I've set it all up, then all I had to do was start counting down from 10 to 1. I want you to realize, just like in the induction, there do not have to be any references to wealth. You're getting yourself ready. You're getting yourself primed to create unlimited wealth. But there do not need to be any suggestions to wealth yet. However, if you want, you can pepper in some suggestions here and there. For example, the car you're driving, you can say it's your car. You can describe a car that you want to drive. Maybe you want a Mercedes or a BMW or what have you. You can make it that car and you can say, this is your car or this is my car. Either way is fine. Your subconscious mind knows who is being spoken to. That's you. So you can take that opportunity to sort of fill in the blanks, sort of fill in the story with things that you want. Let's say that you use the beach induction, but actually what you want out of this program is to get a house by the beach. What a great opportunity to weave your house into that induction. And then as you watch the sunset, you can watch it from your backyard, which happens to be the beach. If you want a car, then the induction can be you driving that car, your dream car. And the deepening can be you sitting in your car as the sun goes down. This just further instills the idea in your subconscious mind that you have these things, that these things are yours, that these things are a natural part of your life. Because after you make the recording, you're going to listen to it for 21 nights in a row to cause positive change to happen. So your mind gets accustomed to hearing my car, my car, my car, my house, my beach house, etc. So you can fill in some of the details with things that make sense for you, that are going to attract wealth to you. But realize the majority of the power, the majority of your wealth attracting power is going to come in the next module when we talk about scripts. That's where the real power is. And of course, Joe Vitale, in his part of this program, teaches you how to consistently focus on what you want and how to manifest that in your life. And when you combine all of that with hypnosis, you have something that's unstoppable. You're really tuned into the law of attraction and you're really tuned into getting what you want. But back to this deepening. I set up the scenario, then I counted down from 10 to 1. The sun went down just like the kite did in the previous deepening. The numbers went down just like they did for the kite in the previous deepening. And you went down just like you did as the kite and the numbers went down in the previous deepening. Same formula, different scenario. So now you realize that you can create any scenario you want, and it doesn't have to be something else going down. It can be you going down. For example, maybe you walk in the woods, and for the deepening, you walk down a hill, and as you walk down 10 steps, you count from 10 to 1, and you relax more deeply. So you have this downward motion. Perhaps you have a scuba diving induction, and for the deepening, you're going to dive a little more deeply. You're going to dive 10 more feet down and you're going to count the feet. And as you dive down, you relax more and more. So you can use this formula to create any deepening you want with any scenario. I'm going to share with you one more deepening, and that's the deepening that has to do with the woods. Remember the winter induction, walking in the woods when it's winter and the snow is all around, sort of a winter wonderland. Well, this is the deepening that would accompany that. Now in this deepening, I have again got an object falling, this time a leaf, similar to the kite in the beach induction. But realize that it can be anything going down. It can be you going down a hill. It can be you climbing down a ladder. It could be a ball rolling down a hill. It can be the sun setting again. That works in the woods just like it works on the beach. Anything that's going down, as long as something is going down, there's downward counting from 10 to 1. And you are relaxing. All three things are going down. Okay, so you remember the induction that had to do with the woods? You were walking in your snowshoes. And when the story ended, when the end of the induction came, you were completely relaxed. You were in the woods, enjoying nature, enjoying the snow on all the trees, and a light, gentle snow still coming down, and you were relaxed. And so this deepening just intensifies that state. Now, I also want to point out that as part of that induction, I also took you through a progressive relaxation. Remember at the end of the induction, I had you relax your body from head to toe as you continued to walk in the woods? That's called progressive relaxation. It's progressing from one part of your body to another, usually from the top of your body downward. Why is that? Because downward motion has to do with relaxing. So there's almost a pre-deepening in the induction when you do that. Anytime you have an induction and you're walking along the beach or in the woods or anywhere else, you want to create the scenery, remember? Of course, we talked about that in the induction. You want to make it about 10 minutes long. But you can also have a progressive relaxation. There's no counting downward, but it's a relaxing progression of the muscles, relaxing one after another in a downward motion from the top of the head to the tips of your toes, relaxing. So in a sense, you have a deepening before the deepening. It's still part of the induction. But it relaxes you so thoroughly that the deepening becomes even more powerful because you're already so relaxed from that induction. But the deepening is the formal part of intensifying that state. Whereas in the induction, you're walking along, you're involving all the senses. You may have a progressive relaxation in there if you want, but the deepening formalizes the relaxation. It says, okay, going to count from 10 to 1, and as that happens, something's going to go down, and you are going to relax. It's going to happen. And we're going to count you down. So it's like you're on a schedule now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deeper, 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 deeper. Going down and relaxing. It's very powerful. Now the deepening I'm about to share with you is a snowflake falling because you were just walking in the woods in the snow. So it makes sense to have a snowflake falling. But realize that if you used an induction that had to do with walking in the woods in the summertime, then a leaf falling would make sense. That would be appropriate. Okay, so you can always change the story according to the time of year or simply what makes sense. So this is a deepening that has to do with a snowflake falling. And as you stand in your snowshoes, relaxed, you now look up at a tree. It is a very tall tree with a dense snow-covered canopy. You look about 10 feet up the tree and you relax. And as you do, you notice a snowflake falling. The snowflake is drifting back and forth. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I do, the snowflake is going to drift slowly down to the ground. And the lower the snowflake goes, the more you relax. So that by the time I reach the number 1, the snowflake will have landed gently on the ground and you will be completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower the snowflake goes. And the lower the snowflake goes, the more you relax. Starting with the number 10, the snowflake is drifting back and forth on its way to the ground. 9, drifting, floating. You can feel the gentle sway of the snowflake as you relax. 8, 7, down deeper and deeper. 6, so very relaxed. 5, relaxing more and more deeply now. 4, so very relaxed as the snowflake drifts gently down on this beautiful day. 3, 2, and at the count of the next number, the snowflake will rest gently on the ground and you will be completely relaxed. All right, now 1. The snowflake has landed on the ground and you are completely relaxed. Okay, so what have I done? Once again, I've set up the 3 things. Something falling, which is a snowflake in this case, or it could be a leaf if this were the summertime. Counting down from 10 to 1 and you relaxing more deeply. So that by the time the snowflake lands on the ground, you are completely relaxed. So now you understand the anatomy of a deepening and you understand how it goes with an induction. So I want you to either use mine, that's fine if you want to use mine for your recordings, or better yet, I want you to start writing your own because now you know how to do an induction. You know how to write it. You know how to create it. You know the components of it. You know that it's just a relaxing walk somewhere or swim somewhere or floating in outer space. Whatever you want to create, create, as long as it's relaxing for you. And you know that it involves all the senses. We're talking about the induction now. And you know that it can have a progressive relaxation at the end. And go back and listen to my inductions, or you can read them, or both. And you also know that the deepening follows the induction story and intensifies it. So now you're able to create your own. You're able to create inductions and deepenings that relax you. And more importantly, you're able to weave into the story things that you want. You can drive in your car, the car you don't even have yet, the car you want. You can relax in your house. You can watch the sunset from your beachfront property. You can create wealth in your subconscious mind. And the more you program it to believe that these things are in your life, the more your subconscious mind tells your conscious mind to look for these things, to make them part of your life and start attracting them to you. So join me in the next module as I talk about the script, the most exciting part, the most powerful part, That's where all the magic happens. That's where you are really going to draw to you everything you want. So get a list of what you want and join me in the next module, because it's time to make it happen.